KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies, 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy today with a high near 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, firefighters from Messina responded early this morning to a report of a possible residential fire at 202 Pine Street. The call from a woman who said her fire alarm was going off and who smelled smoke came in around 1:15 a.m. A Cass County Sheriff's deputy who was in the area and first on the scene said he could smell smoke in the home but wasn't able to see any flames. After about an hour on the scene, authorities were able to determine a motor on an appliance had burned up, causing the smoky smell. There were no injuries and no damage was reported, and all fire units were back in station by around 2:20 a.m. A 45-year-old South Central Iowa woman who has been sentenced to 20 years in prison has been told to pay back the vehicle dealership she worked with while working there. Online court records say Lindsay Huntsman was ordered last week to pay the restitution of nearly $432,000 to Creston Automotive in Creston, where she'd worked for several years in the bookkeeping department. She'd made a deal with prosecutors and pleaded guilty to 5 of the 6 theft counts against her. Prosecutors dropped a charge of ongoing criminal conduct in exchange for Huntsman's pleas. The driver of a car that collided with a tractor Tuesday morning in Atlantic was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Authorities say the vehicle was traveling west on Highway 6 at around 9 a.m. when the driver either passed out or fell asleep. His vehicle struck the left rear wheel of a tractor, causing the car to flip onto its top near the Atlantic Cemetery on Highway 6. The driver of the tractor was not hurt. Additional details have not yet been released. An Atlantic man escaped injury after the SUV he was driving ran into the rear of another vehicle Monday afternoon in Union County. The sheriff's office said 27-year-old Timothy Weaver of Atlantic was traveling east on Highway 34 Skyline Bridge at around 1 p.m. Monday and was unable to stop in time before hitting the rear of a 2013 Ford that was stopping for a construction zone red light. The driver of the other vehicle, 50-year-old Mark Tylevsky of Des Moines, was also uninjured. Damage from the collision amounted to $3,000. No citations were issued. A mentally challenged Carter Lake man who disappeared Monday afternoon has been found safe. Police in Council Bluffs late Tuesday morning said they received a tip around 9:20 a.m. that day that 23-year-old Brandon Baquette was in the area of Big Lake Park. Officers responded and made contact with the man at that location. After checking his welfare and ensuring that he was all right, Brandon was released to a member of his family. He had last been seen at the Lake Manawa Walmart store in Council Bluffs early Monday afternoon as he had left the store and area westbound on foot. The Council Bluffs Police Department thanks the public for their help in locating Brandon. A man who allegedly broke into a residence in Shenandoah and threatened the persons inside was arrested early Tuesday morning after fleeing the home before officers arrived. Authorities say 27-year-old Ryan Johnson of Shenandoah faces first-degree burglary and assault with a dangerous weapon charges. In connection with the incident that happened around 12:45 a.m. Tuesday at 201 North Broad Street, Page County Sheriff's deputies located Johnson and brought him back to Shenandoah, where he was being held without bond in the Page County Jail. And the Cass and Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meetings this morning. In Atlantic, the Cass County Board meeting gets underway at 8:30, and the supervisors will present the county's initial collective bargaining proposal to a representative of AFSCME Union 1414. They presented their proposal for the fiscal year 2017 through 19 contract pertaining to deputies and jailers last week. In Greenfield, the Adair County supervisors meet at 9 o'clock, and they'll hear reports from County Treasurer Brenda Wallace with regard to scanner bids, the Conservation Director with regard to the Lake Orient Safe Room Project, and from a representative with Midwest Partnership with regard to Midwest Partnership activities and business. In the funeral announcements, Lola Love, age 94, of Redfield, died Sunday in Johnston. Funeral services for Lola Love will be today at 10 o'clock at the Redfield Christian Church. Johnston Family Funeral Home in Redfield has arrangements. Dale Peterson, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dale Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Charles Walter, age 75, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Charles Walter will be today at 10:30 at First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Viola Scala, age 91, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Viola Scala will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Beth McCool, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Beth McCool will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Harold Smouse, age 97, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Harold Smouse will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Stephen C. Riggs, age 67, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. A gathering of family and friends to celebrate Stephen Riggs' life will be held this evening from 5 until 7 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jack Drake, age 81, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Jack Drake will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Reverend Samuel J. Hahn, age 85, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Reverend Samuel Hahn will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Linda Barber, age 67, of Anita, died Friday. Memorial services for Linda Barber will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Lily Goddard, age 94, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Lily Goddard will be Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Lisa Ann Keene, age 54, of Omaha and formerly of Harlan, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Lisa Ann Keene will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sharon Vanetta, age 49, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Sharon Vanetta will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Church of God of Prophecy in Atlantic. Our news and funeral report was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues.